You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The father of the Abundant Life shooter is now out on bond. Jeffrey Rupnow is charged with three felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill two people and hurt six more before ending her own life at Abundant Life Christian School in December. They say Rupnow gave her one of those guns as a gift. Madison police arrested him Thursday. A judge set his bond at $20,000. WKOW reports that the Dane County Sheriff's Office confirmed to them Rupnow was released from the jail yesterday. Under the conditions of his bond, he's now supposed to have GPS monitoring and has been ordered not to have any contact with the Abundant Life Christian School community. Liberal advocacy groups are again trying to overturn Wisconsin's congressional maps. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The Elias Law Group filed a motion on behalf of Democratic voters to the state Supreme Court Wednesday, asking for a review of the House maps. The group filed a similar request last year, but the court rejected the request because it was too close to the November election. The current maps only have two of the state's seven congressional districts with the potential for real contention. They're the third district, currently held by Republican Derek Van Orden, and the first district, held by Republican Brian Stile. The new lawsuit will be heard by a liberal court after Justice Susan Crawford won the spring election. The court's 4-3 liberal majority will remain in place until 2028.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin has joined yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration. This one includes a coalition of 15 states suing over the president's efforts to fast-track energy-related projects. The state's attorneys general say the administration is bypassing environmental protection laws and threatening endangered species, critical habitats, and cultural resources. Trump issued an executive order declaring a national energy emergency on the first day of his presidency. The order urges oil and gas expansion through federal use of eminent domain and the Defense Production Act. The attorneys general wrote in the lawsuit that those kinds of steps are supposed to be reserved for actual emergencies like the aftermath of hurricanes. White House spokesperson Taylor Rogers says the president has the authority to determine what constitutes a national emergency, not attorneys general or the courts. And there will soon be more flights to New York City from Madison. The Dane County Regional Airport is adding more nonstop trips to the Big Apple. Right now, Delta has flights from Madison to LaGuardia, but starting in September, American Airlines will have them too. That means every day there will be three flights from Madison to NYC. Madison's airport has direct flights to 17 cities. And Lisa Hale has our weekly check on prices at the pump.
Gas prices continue to drop throughout Wisconsin. Gas Buddy reports Wisconsin is seeing an average price of $2.91 a gallon, down 2.8 cents from last week. Head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, said with only minor fluctuations for Memorial Day travel, he expects prices to remain low for the near future. 40 states saw average gas prices fall over the past week as refineries wrapped up their seasonal maintenance and prepared to boost output. Nationally, a gallon of gas averages $3.08.
That's reporting from Lisa Hale. Dane County is right on target with the rest of the state. A gallon of regular should cost you, on average, $2.91. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lose to the Guardians last night 5-0. Milwaukee with runners in scoring position six times, yet still shut out. Manager Pat Murphy says never mind that they're still only two games below 500.
We're all kind of struggling bad. Some teams would be with our situation. Some teams might be satisfied being in the hunt, but we're not playing well.
The Brewers say that pitcher Brandon Woodruff, now headed back to IL after injuring his right ankle in his last rehab start. In basketball, NBA insider Sham Sharania reporting on ESPN that this time the Bucks trading Giannis is on the table.
They have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They have top-heavy salaries, and again, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, he has not made any firm decisions about his future, but sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career as a Milwaukee Buck is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise owes one of his biggest star-making roles to his sister. Cruise was visiting her in the mid-80s in New York City after finishing a film in Europe. The two of them saw Dustin Hoffman at a New York deli ordering takeout. Cruise said he and his sister went back and forth arguing like siblings before he finally agreed to go say hi to Hoffman. Hoffman was excited to meet Cruise and invited him backstage while he was doing Death of a Salesman the next night. As Cruise was leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, "I want to make a movie with you," and that movie ended up being Rain Man. Tom Hardy is known for his roles as a tough guy, but he recently told Esquire magazine how beaten his body is and added that he's not sure how long he can continue at this pace. Hardy mentioned he is suffering with a sciatica problem, multiple herniated discs in his back, plantar fasciitis, a pulled tendon in his hip, and has just finished two serious knee surgeries. Maybe switch to something a little easier on the body, Tom, like mixed martial arts. Thoughts and prayers is a saying we hear way too much lately, it seems. It was only a matter of time before it was the title of a movie. The film is about a musical reenactment of a 10-year-old high school tragedy. This is director Neetson Major's feature film directorial debut, and the material is based on her short film, which received Oscar buzz and is based on a true story. Major also wrote the film, which has a great ensemble cast, including Patrick Wilson, Molly Ringwald, Elizabeth Marvel, and Margaret Cho. And speaking of short stories, if you have one, you could possibly get $2 million for it. That is what Skydance paid for a sci-fi story called Drift, in which a disgraced space commander is pulled back into action to try and save his estranged son after he is kidnapped by a group from another world. According to Deadline, a good movie comparison is Gravity meets Arrival. $2 million for something that's been done before. Money well spent? No huge noise was made at the box office this past weekend. It was the same 1-2 punch, finishing in the top spots as last week. Thunderbolts was number one, bringing in 33 million big ones on a weekend that saw no new major releases. The Marvel film has reviewed well and seems to have legs and could possibly stay in the top slot until Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 opens on May 23rd. And coming in second place for the second week in a row after 2 weeks at number one was Sinners. The vampire period piece has incredible box office legs and took in $22 million this past weekend. It's fourth on the big screen, bringing its total to $215 million domestically. Coming in third place is the resilient The Minecraft Movie. Rounding out the top five were The Accountant 2 and the newly released Clown in a Cornfield, which came in with just over $3 million. Who's ready for some Mission Impossible? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated late day shower or thunder shower. High in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunny. A little warmer with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.